Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, last month, Nicola Sturgeon's shock resignation left Scotland without a First Minister and the Scottish National Party without a leader. Well, in a few hours' time, we'll know whether Scotland's Health Secretary Humza Yousaf, Finance Secretary Kate Forbes, or former Justice Minister Ash Regan will take the reins. And joining me now is Rachel Watson, who is political editor with the Scottish Sun, and Professor John Curtis, Professor of Politics in Strathclyde University, both on the line. And thank you for joining us. So, Rachel, in the final hours, take us through these three candidates in the running. Give us a quick overview of them.
Yes, as you say, we have three candidates. Humza Yousaf is the current Health Secretary. It's very much the kind of continuity establishment candidate going into this. He has the support of a lot of big backers, including the Deputy First Minister and Nicola Sturgeon's close aides. We know her former Chief of Staff, Liz Lloyd, was working on his campaign, for example, and would have been seen as the favourite. Then we have Kate Forbes, who is the current finance secretary. She's on maternity leave, and she threw her campaign into a bit of crisis mode just hours after standing when she made comments and said that she wouldn't have backed same-sex marriage, and has made some other comments around her religious beliefs during the campaign, but has managed to pull it back and is one of the two favourites to win today. There's a lot of people who think she can actually do it. Mm-hmm. And then we have Ash Regan, who is a former government minister. She, you know, I expect her not to get too many votes, really. She'll get a few people in the party backing her, but not many. She's definitely not going to win. She resigned from government last year over gender reforms, and that's kind of how she got a bit of a public profile. She didn't really have one before that.
Rachel, she is important in terms of her transfers, right?
Yeah, that's where Ash Regan becomes the most important person potentially in this at some stage, is that if Humza Yousaf doesn't get, or we don't have a candidate who gets enough, Humza Yousaf, for example, we expect him to be the favourite on first priority vote. But if he doesn't get quite over that threshold and we go to second preference vote, where Ash Regan would be knocked out, so we don't expect her to get the kind of final two if we get to that stage, then her second preference votes, if people use that their second preference votes, they will then come into play. And I would expect that most people who backed her, if they did make a second preference vote, would have backed Kate Forbes.
Mm-hmm. And then John...
And that's how Kate Forbes could win it.
Okay. Do you agree with that analysis, John?
Yes, insofar as we've got any evidence, I think two crucial things to realise. One is that we've only ever had one poll of the actual SNP membership. It was done right at the beginning of the campaign, so it's now 4 weeks old. Now, it did have Humza Yousaf ahead of Kate Forbes by 31% to 25%, but given that one in three people at that stage, unsurprisingly, were not able to express a view, to be honest, we can't be sure where the SNP members stand. Otherwise, we've had quite a lot of polling of the general public, including SNP voters, but even most of that has dried up during the course of the last fortnight, although one poll that did come out last week suggested that perhaps not a lot of change, and the picture there is that Kate Forbes is undoubtedly the most popular candidate amongst the general public, but that amongst SNP voters, she and Humza Yousaf seem to be very closely tied. So we have this rare phenomenon now in a modern election whereby it's a big, it's important election, but frankly, we have very little in the way of polling evidence to guide us as to what the outcome will be.
And what's your assessment of how the campaign might have influenced the outcome? Because it was very fractious, it was very bitter, and it was very personal in those debates.
Well, I think perhaps we can say two things. One is, I think Kate Forbes did lose some ground amongst SNP voters in the first week or so when, as it's already been said, her campaign hit a certain amount of difficulty because I think in the very early polling, she was ahead of Humza Yousaf, even amongst that group. Thereafter, it's not clear that the campaigning has made much difference. Certainly, the poll that came out last week, didn't ask people which candidate people wanted to become First Minister. It simply asked them whether they felt favourably or unfavourably about the various candidates. But the picture that poll painted was very, very similar. to the picture being painted by the polling 2 weeks previously. I think perhaps the one conclusion I would draw from that is that probably Kate Forbes might have been a bit disappointed about that. I think many independent commentators thought that probably across the piece she performed more effectively in the various television debates and the various hustings. And the fact that she hadn't clearly drawn ahead amongst SNP voters in the wake of that perhaps is an indication that her campaign has not necessarily pulled things as much as she might have hoped amongst the SNP membership.
So, Rachel, amongst the press pack, your colleagues, is there any unanimity on who's going to win?
No, I think I was on this morning with someone else and we each said a different candidate. I think it's really difficult at the moment to say who will win, mainly because I don't want to be wrong and there's only about a couple of hours until we say. But I think there is a clear path for Humza Yousaf to win and there's a clear path for Kate Forbes to win. I think, as John was pointing out there's not been kind of this in-depth polling of the SNP membership. So it's really difficult. We don't know the SNP membership all that well because we've not had a leadership race in over nearly 20 years. So getting to the root, and we know what the activists think, we know what the activists on Twitter think a lot of the time, but the SNP has 72,000 members and we don't know where they lie. So I think, as well as finding out the new First Minister today, I'm really interested to find out actually what percentage of the membership back, you know, as someone who loves politics and loves these things, what percentage of the membership, for instance, backed Kate Forbes if she does come in second? What percentage backed Ash Reagan, even though we expect her to come third? So I think we're going to learn a lot about the wider SNP today, as well as who they want as their next leader.
And what about independence? Is it a real passion project for any of these candidates, Rachel?
And it has been for Ash Reagan. When you listen to her, she's really tried to get to the membership and those members who are impatient now, which is a lot of people who want independence. You know, they want it yesterday. But I think Kate Forbes and Humza Yousaf, although at some of the hustings they've, you know, been asked, can we do this in 5 years? And they've said yes. I don't think either of them actually believe that. When you listen to the policy ideas that they're putting forward, they both have, you know, said they're not wedded to the de facto referendum plan that Nicola Sturgeon had brought forward that didn't go down so well with very high profile people within the party. And also they talk about building a sustained support for, you know, I'm writing something just now on Kate Forbes' views on this, that she's talked about a sustained support for independence and building that. That's not going to come easily. If you look at the last 2 years, if we look from 2014 to now, that, you know, they haven't got that sustained majority support. So I think while the SNP membership will want to hear about it, they will have to talk about it. It's not something that they see happening immediately. And I think the plan there is to be more realistic and honest with the SNP membership than previous leaders have been potentially. Actually, independence is further off in the future than people might think.
And well, John, the first job is likely to be reuniting the party after that fractious campaign. And that's why it's so important, as Rachel has said, to look at what percentage of the membership voted for each candidate, because that will give us a sense of how divided the party is.
It will, and obviously whoever wins will prefer to win by a substantial margin. But I think we've already got some idea about the relative ease with which the candidates might be able to unite the party. In the case of Humza Yousaf, I think the pathway should be mostly straightforward. He has the express support of 56 elected SNP politicians. In contrast, Kate Forbes has the express public support of just 16. And there is no doubt that the controversy that surrounded her campaign at the beginning caused considerable unease for a number of her fellow parliamentarians. So if Kate Forbes gets it, she will have quite a considerable job on our hands. First of all, persuading her colleagues to fall in happily behind her. And also, by the way, trying to keep the Greens on board in the coalition that now exists. The Greens over the weekend gave out a very strong signal that given that Kate Forbes is less keen on pursuing the gender recognition legislation, which caused so much controversy just after Christmas, and also seems to be rather more concerned about achieving economic growth than the Greens would like, that they might pull out of the coalition if she becomes the next SNP leader.
Well, we will know in just a couple of hours at 3 p.m. For now, Rachel Watson from the Scottish Sun, Professor John Curtis, thank you both for joining us. Coming up next, Dave Fanning gives us an introduction to Elton John.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.